Okay, recorder, we're on our way to Six Flags, and we have been discussing Newsboys with no clothes on and how David would be terribly, terribly embarrassed, but would go to a naked sit-in anyway so he could see Jack's man parts. Anything else?
That's totally hot.
And also people who have freckles on their butts and what they do to get them there.
I think that just about covers it.
There, you have been filled in, Internet.
Well, that killed the conversation.
Yeah.
It's early.
Okay. So, we've talked about Dutchie and Bumblensing Jack and David. How would Spot and Grace react to the naked sit-in?
They'd be having sex.
At the sit-in?
No, in the corner somewhere.
Why is there always a corner?
I don't know.
I think that Spot and Race have been having a coy relationship where they're both, like, obviously interested, but neither one of them is willing to make the first move. And so Race is all, yeah, I'm just going to walk around naked, and then he's going to jump me, and it'll be awesome, because he won't be able to resist. And Spot's all, I will too! And then he can't.
Well, when I think of Spot, I don't really think, here is a guy who abstains from things he wants.
Well, no, but I think that he's irritated that Tony is so... Tony. I love how I've already made the menu. Well, obviously. Anyway.
Yeah, they kind of are.
I think that he's really annoyed that...
Otherwise, Denton would be showing up.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
And Snyder! Oh! You didn't say they all got arrested naked.
I know, but as long as Snyder's not there, it's okay. Was Meta performing naked at the naked sit-in?
None of them were interested in her. She has lady parts. Although the part where they hold her up if she's naked becomes a lot dirtier and more upsetting.
Do you think Max Casella ever imagined people would write this much porn about him?
I found this weird-ass community that was like, what would Max Casella do?
Oh my God, why have we not all joined
him? But it's not like, you know, what would Jesus do? It's like, Max Casella wakes up in the morning and kicks your ass.
So it's more like Chuck Norris jokes.
Except it's not, I can't, it's like a weird fusion of Chuck Norris jokes and what would Jesus do? Like, I can't even explain it. I was learning it like, what the fuck are you?
Chuck Norris and Jesus.
I wish we still had access to Alicia's Oliver Wilde icons, because those were
awesome. I saved a bunch of them.
Oh, good.
Oh, I told Becky, I was talking to Amy the other day, and she brought up Alicia.
Yeah, she told us. What happened?
I told Amy to tell Alicia that we missed her, and she should come back to play with us again. And she said she would pass on the message.
We will never hear anything about it ever again. Presumably, Amy has been silenced. That part can't go on the internet.
Obviously.
Although, then Amy invited me to go to the next Power Rangers con with her and Alicia, so Alicia's still around, at least.
Going to cons?
Yes, because Amy and I need to go stalk Johnny on Bosch.
So how did Blink and Mush react to the naked sit-in?
I think that... See, you haven't read Almost Like Being in Love, which is a shame, but I think that it's very like a scene in there where one of the guys planned a protest at Harvard, and everyone else is like, that's awesome, strip him and chain him to a statue! It represents our bondage! And he's like, what? And it's like 50 degrees out, and then a bunch of thugs show up to start beating the queers who are protesting. And he's like, I am naked and chained to a statue. This is not good. And his best friend's like, where's the key to the handcuff? He's like, I don't know. This was not my idea. And he's like, well, you're going to die. Have fun with that. But then his, boyfriend, but the guy he has a super huge crush on, who also has really had a huge crush on him but wouldn't admit it, shows up, and he's a giant football player who beats everybody up who tries to hurt him.
Yay!
And then they get away and have snugglies. Anyway, my point is, I think it's...
I only vaguely remember that part of the book. I read
it. It's in the super quick glossed over, and here's what I've been doing in the 20 years since I last saw Travis.
Okay. Like, I'm getting vague mental images that I had at the time, but I didn't remember before you said that. That's such a good book.
It was the first time Craig accidentally started a protest and got everyone arrested. It became a running theme in his life. Although, as far as we know, it was the only time he ended up naked and chained to a statue.
See, because I'm just picturing Mush being like, all right, so we're naked, and everybody's like, oh. And he's like, what? Why aren't you all naked? And they're like,
Yeah, no, I definitely think everybody's hypnotized by Mush's nakedness.
Yeah.
And I think Blink walks around with a huge smug grin all day. But I also picture there being something like, okay, we're hardcore, we're gonna handcuff ourselves to this sign, and no one can make us go. And it's the two of them sitting there like, but we're naked and handcuffed.
Whereas I think Blink is more, like, I think he thinks it's streaking, and they're like, no, because we're not going, we're staying in one place. And he's like, streaking, woo! And they're like, no, we're just sitting. And he's like, sitting, streaking, woo! And they're like, that's not how streaking, woo! All right, I guess you can call it streaking if you really want to. Because he's a puppy.
Yes.
Aww. A big naked puppy. How would Crutchy react?
He presumably would be forgotten about by everyone.
They don't even bother to arrest him. They're like, there was another dude?
It's 11 o'clock and 95 degrees out.
Yay!
Good times!
The proximity of Waffle House and Burger King makes me want to go buy two waffles and a burger and put the burger on the waffles.
The Waffle House right next to me is Waffle House and McDonald's, so...
It's so gross.
Keep moving. That was what the sign said.
Les is not at the Bacon Sit-In.
No,
because Les is a baby.
However, the actor could be in a naked sit-in if he wants when he grows up.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
A naked sit-in in my living room.
A naked sit-in in my bedroom.
Yeah. Just the two of us. That will be more profound. Okay, Christian Bale can come too. Ah!
Just is grinning at you, Internet.
Well, if both Christian Bale and, I just forgot his name,
Luke Edwards,
are in a room together, and then they're back to their Newsies characters in my head, and I don't want to picture you having a threesome with Jack and Les, Jess.
No! No, you be stealing my innocence!
No, you be stealing my fantasy!
Stealing my childhood!
There goes my happy place! Okay, but is it better or worse if it's Luke Edwards and David Moscow?
Worse.
If nothing else, I'd much rather see Christian Bale naked. Like, I love D-Moss and all. He's a cutie.
Even if D-Moss has the Abe Lincoln beard?
Especially if D-Moss has the Abe Lincoln beard.
Well, also there's the
I
fact
think
that, like...
I think started a new trend among young Hollywood.
Yes, as D-Moss
moderately young
does.
Hollywood.
Less David is just automatically more creepy than less Jack.
More David! More Jack!
What?
Less David.
Oh, I get it! I see what you did there.
That was M-O-A-R, by the way.
Picturing the word in my head, so...
Yeah, no, I was,
yeah.
When you had the blank looks at Margot,
I was laughing.
I just thought you liked to yell, more Jack, more David. And I was like,
well, that's true. I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more David! Now I'm picturing them ringing cowbells.
Now I'm picturing them on a farm. But it's not like a sexy farm, it's like a farm where I grew up.
Now I'm picturing...
Is there a sexy
farm? Where you grew up, it's a sexy farm.
Well, a sexy farm would be, I'm just gonna... her panties might be on fire, but...
Oh, no.
But, you know, it would be Jack and David walking around wearing, you know, their work pants and suspenders. And, like, making eyes at each other as they're...
I'm wearing a bathing suit and not panties because my panties are so on fire, but they're burning down Margo's house. They're not burning down the car.
The only genuine gay porn I've ever seen involved a farm and a tractor. So, this is what I'm picturing.
It was like my teenage years growing up in Newfield.
Gay porn on a tractor?
Yes.
Are you all familiar with the Fine song, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy?
Yes.
No.
It's so awesome. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's looking when I'm pulling up the land. She's even kinda crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Almost as good as Proofreading Woman. I'm in love with a proofreading woman. Gonna love her till the day I die. She's got a big dictionary, a real sharp pencil. She never says, between you and I.
Also amazing.
I love novelty songs.
I've never heard that one.
No one has. Except me. In my dreams. No, it's actually a real song.
I think it is.
So what exactly do they think a naked citizen is going to accomplish?
Getting to see each other naked, I think.
I was going to say, other than making one another really horny.
This is the only way Jack thinks he's ever going to get David naked. They have not realized their lure.
And then he's like, oh no, we gotta run from the cops. David, come with me. You'll be safe in my place. Oh no, we left your gloves behind. And David's like, can I borrow a towel?
I don't have any towels.
Or towels, or sheets, or fabric of any sort, you will just have to sit there naked.
I believe in this very firmly because I have principles. You don't have principles, I have principles. You just like telling people what to do.
Christian Bale running naked brings up disturbing images of American Psycho.
Well, he's completely naked. He doesn't have the sneakers, so.
And there's no chainsaw?
Well, yeah.
They didn't have sneakers back then.
I don't think this is 1899. I think this is like
late 60s.
69.
It'd be both.
69, dude! Sorry, I'm fine. That's my second Bill and Ted reference in like the last 12 hours.
But not 1869, because they're not like, let's go carpetbagging naked.
In 1969, the streets of New York were filled with naked newsies.
They didn't have any jobs, and they didn't have any clothes. Because home delivery had been invented 68 years ago. And, wait, I did math wrong. 70 years ago! I was tired of saying 60. What about Snittery and the Naked Sit-In? Would they stay on opposite sides of the room and not look at each other to prove their love?
Presumably.
What about Specs? Because I love him. Because he has specs.
Well, generally, in my head, he's trying to get in on the Dutchie Bumless action and they end up having a threesome.
Alright.
Specs is the first character I ever RP'd.
I don't really care that
I'm not sure why that was a good idea in my head.
Because Jack and Damon were taken.
Well, yes. So it's just like, I will pick a random character and paste a personality onto it based on my friend Mike.
My personality is pasted on, yay! Well, he was tall and dark-haired and slim and had
Russian
glasses, so that's pretty much your thing anyway.
I suppose. I don't normally think of physical traits is...
I know. Yeah, I feel bad about this because of the actor and all, but I don't really care about Bumblitz at all. And I don't really think he's that attractive.
I think he's real, real pretty.
Yeah.
He looks vaguely like my friend Al, though.
So
which is to freak me out.
I'm generally more for Specs and Dutchie, and I'm sort of like, you got your Bumblitz in my Spudgy.
I got... You gave Bumblitz an STD?
Would or three of them be Spudgylets?
Oh, God.
Or just Spudgylets?
No, name Spudgylets with Specs and Dutchie. It makes everything turn to disease.
Well, if it's on the refuge, it makes everything turn to Dex because you made it that way.
Ducks.
Ducks.
Bum Spudgy.
You'd think I'd like
okay,
it
but
more.
Bum, attaching bum as the prefix to anything just makes it dirtier.
Bum ducks?
Bum splushy is like, I know where your splushes are now, and I didn't need to.
That's where I work, right down off this exit.
Ah! Cool. Now I'm thinking about duck bums, though.
You're always thinking about duck
it's
bums.
True! But not for, like, sodomy reasons. Just because they're really cute when their tails wag. It's not! Don't give me... Becky's giving me the I know you're thinking about sodomy look. That's
oh,
very
I
specific.
Have.
And now I am!
That time it was genuinely not my fault.
Oh, okay, that said oil change, but I thought it said dill change, and I was like, this pickle is no good! I need a different one!
Shoulders closed, head.
Aww. Internet, you couldn't see that, but it was a visual pun. Mall.
There was a visual pun?
Yes, she tried to close her shoulders.
Oh. On her head?
No? Well, I guess kind of inadvertently. I want to talk more about Naked Newsboys.
Okay.
What else do we talk about?
I don't know if there's anything else to discuss, though.
Snipe Shooter!
I want to discuss Naked Snipe Shooter.
You covered in hats.
I'm trying to think of the newsie that I hate the most. And
they all
snipe
throw their
shooter.
Clothes on to Snipe Shooter.
Okay. We'll get those crooked politicians.
Wow.
I really liked that line when I was 8. I thought it was clever. Because I was 8.
What does Klotman think about this?
I'm
hot.
Swifty. Klotman's like, you kids and your naked protests, get off my lawn and dirt down that damn rock and roll music.
Is he their RA? Like, how is he involved in this?
I assume he's like the groundskeeper. Who's like, I'm gonna have to mow
the Hogwarts?
Regular colleges have groundskeepers?
He's helping them fight crime.
He's the dean.
Dean of Naked Newsboys? So, like, are they protesting Vietnam? Are they protesting wearing clothes? Are they
They're protesting wearing clothes in Vietnam.
I think you want to wear clothes in Vietnam. I think otherwise you end up in a lot of pain and hurting.
I think
true.
If that happens, clothing or not.
Oh.
Vietnam was not a happy place in 1969.
That is true.
Right, but generally, unless you're Tarzan, you want to wear clothes in the jungle so you don't get all cut and scraped and bitten and destroyed.
Well, maybe they're protesting that more people aren't Tarzan.
Maybe they all want to be Tarzan.
Maybe they didn't think this through very well because mostly David was like, and another thing, Vietnam is wrong! And Jack was like, we should take all our clothing off! And everybody went, yay! And David went, what?
They're
by
all
then,
too stoned to understand,
off.
And David's the only one who's not smoking up, and he's just going along with it for the naked.
Yeah, pretty much.
They should just have a commune.
A naked commune?
I mean to hippie commune IUs of every fandom.
Tom Hanks on with Captain America.
Yes, with all of his boyfriends and girlfriends, and he's trying to fly the plane, and they're like, hey, let's have sex, and he's like, no, I'm not flying the plane! And then there's Xavier's Hasp Love.
I've had enough of these motherfucking nudists on this motherfucking plane.
Motherfucking nudist sounds kind of creepy. And now I fear for Esther.
I still really like...
Oh, God!
Sorry.
Jen!
We're gonna ignore that?
Is Sarah involved?
I think like... she wanted to be, and David is like, yeah, it's on Saturday, and it wasn't.
Oh. Well, either that or she's just standing there, like, on a, you know, at a window watching them all and smirking.
And then, you know, dousing her head in bleach when David walks
well,
by.
Yeah, they're like, oh god, no, not David! No, don't go near Jack! I like watching him!
Poor Sarah.
And then David writing to his mom at night, like, dear mom, so guess what I did today? I bet you can't. Unless you saw it on the news, in which case, sorry?
I think that's how the fix starts. And then it ends with, on the other hand, Jack and I are together now, loving kisses, David. Yes, he signs his letters to his mom, loving kisses.
Of course he does. He is David.
Snowballs, the Christmas tree burns. Jack and David share a small, lovely kiss.
What? I mean, right. Also.
There was a protest, and then it was on the news, so my mind was already going to the Red Fusion place, and I don't know.
I thought you were just creating freeform poetry back there. No. It's all right.
I was stealing Jonathan Larson's freeform poetry.
I love David. He's
really?
Awesome. I know, it's like a secret.
And it was labeled the Church of Mighty Pain.
I don't know.
And I was kind of creeped out, seriously. There were like lots of small cottages, and...
And then the Church of Mighty Pain.
I don't think I read it wrong.
Perhaps once. It was Elfland.
Perhaps.
Or Trollington.
We're in Jane's County.
Aid.
I don't think they would really work. The hole's not very big.
That just makes it tight.
Bigger bagels?
Painfully tight?
You could, like, carve the inside so it's bigger to fit. Like, measure and then, like...
It seems like it's really just too...
complicated.
Too much thinking, especially since I really don't think that the bagel would work that well. You'd have to cream cheese it up first.
I was actually about to say.
Actually, lox might work better.
And then someone nicks it.
And
seriously, I'm apparently totally in a book
with fish.
Ew.
And 46.65.
That was right.
I don't know where he is, but I do want Naked Skittery in here somewhere because I think he's real pretty,
he's
too.
He's stoned. Well, he's seen blood drips.
He's stoned. Yeah, he's really
stoned. He's like, oh, I don't have any pants on? Alright, I wonder where they went. Does anyone have a light?
And David purses his mouth into a very thin little line because he does not approve of drugs. But he's not going to say anything because then they will forget their hippiness and beat him up.
He's almost as bad a hippie as Spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, no drugs and you're playing your music too loud.
And cut your
get
hair.
Out of my lawn!
Yeah, no, he agrees with all the political leanings of hippiedom, except for the legalization of marijuana. He disagrees with all the practices of hippiedom.
The only time David gets stoned is to watch Star Trek. David totally watches stoned Star Trek.
Pretty much exactly the same kind of hippie I imagine Captain America to be.
Not very good at it?
I theoretically believe in what you're standing for, except, like, why does it have to involve drugs and nudity and free love? I'm confused.
Jaxel, come on, David, free love, everyone's doing it. And David's like, no.
David's like, you want to have sex with people who aren't me?
David's like, I don't know where that thing has been, put it away. And then Jack is sad.
Yeah.
But then David has sex with him anyway, because he's Jack.
Yeah.
And he's impossible to resist.
It's true.
Oh, Jack.
So clearly it's a fic about how David loosens up and learns to embrace his inner nudist.
Which is kind of what Newsies is about.
Yes. It's my favorite narrative.
And then at the end he swaggers while naked and it's kind of funny looking because guys are kind of funny looking when they're just walking around naked.
But does he have a hat?
Not on his head.
Headlines don't sell papes. Nudity sells papes. Actually,
yes!
True!
Tagline!
Jack told us that! In the movie!
I'm kind of imagining Jack doing one of those, like, cowboy calendars with the hat over his parts.
Apparently, somewhere in Venice is a hot gondoliers calendar, but I couldn't find it and I was sad.
Yeah.
not.
Well, the roller coaster's going,
this guy.
So I assume there are people.
Oh, he's gesturing you. Yay, gesturing guy! That looks like the most dull summer job
it's
ever.
It's the Flash!
When you're just stuck sitting
yeah,
there
the
as the guy.
Can you work in Flash?
It's,
but it's
kind
far
of far away.
Away.
So why am I going this way? Because they just need to come this way.
Oh, I don't like
why
that.
Are there no cars
opposite
in
way of
the
arrows?
Lot.
It's just, it's early.
School starts this week, so it's the last of summer, so we're going to get great parking and...
But no. Literally, it's not like there are a few cars and the park's not
that's
that busy.
There's another
no
parking lot up ahead.
Okay. And there's Hal.
That's me!
No, that's Kyle.
It is?
No, it's Hal.
I was going to say,
I thought
the
it
mask
was Hal.
Is Hal.
Yeah.
I learned!
Well, Kyle's mask is now. Space is eating my face! It's literally just his entire face is covered with black and stars.
Is it, I don't know why they have Hal, because the one they have walking around is John. Confused.
Cool. How am I going? Because this is a drop-off.
Yeah, the Transformers soundtrack, which you guys are as well. This is the
round.
Is
it that part?
Yeah, I can't see anywhere else you might be going.
I don't know.
I are confused.
Go straight, he says.
Ask. One of these people, like, roll down a window and ask.
Excuse me? Where do we park? Go around, thank you.
Go around. We're gonna be assertive.
Yay.
Assertive Jess is assertive.
Thank you so much for
taking the time. Okay, that kid with the redheaded kid with the tie-dyed shirt with the sleeves cut off is making me think that Ron somehow wandered into this commune. He's like, why do you keep talking about selling papers? And why don't the pictures in your papers move?
He stole Hermione's time turner
and
went back a
little too
far.
Why are you touching my bottom?
I don't object entirely, but Hermione might be very cross.
She will hex you so hard, seriously. And Hermione's like, actually,
not if I can watch.
And but see, now I'm picturing Rupert Grint trying to get it on with Christian Bale. It's not good.
That would be okay
yes.
If they weren't a million years apart.
Yeah. I do not have a phone again.
Smoking
so
allowed only. Oh, okay, there's something else about that.
In designated areas.
Yeah, it's only designated areas.
I kind of like
the
Zen confusion of smoking allowed only.
There's a trolley. I've never been to any other Six Flags.
It's practically the exact same Six Flags.
Really?
They all are. That's why I was sad when Darien Lake sold out to Six Flags, because Darien Lake had been very unique and awesome. Now it's got better roller coasters, and they let it keep up its old wooden coaster. But...
yay, roller coasters! I'm excited!
I always think I like roller coasters until I'm at the top of a roller coaster, and then I remember that I don't.
I love them.
I don't do them. But I can help people stuff.
Oh no!
There's that man there.
Okay, you always need the person to hold people's stuff.
Oh, the last Six Flags I was at was with Leah. And Dan. But mostly Leah.
I'll just walk around and stalk Aquaman. And go on spinny rides.
My sixth grade science class used, like, little foam pipes and marbles to explain the principles of kinetic energy and inertia, because we all had to build roller coasters for the marbles, and whoever built the best roller coaster won. And it was super fun, so everybody would just stay after school and build more, and it was like, can you build one with a jump? Can you build one that goes underwater? What about one that goes upside down 9 times?
Lincoln Park. That 9 times.
Of course, I choose the one that doesn't move.
These things happen.
I swear, that was Six Flags.
It was like every time we hit traffic, I was like, oh, I'm in the wrong lane. Everyone else is already in Florida.
Last time I went to Six Flags, the girl who took our parking money was someone who goes to my school, like my college. And it's always very strange to me because I don't expect to see people from Princeton anywhere else in the world.
Well, and
they just
exist
there.
Won't see one here.
Probably. Although it's possible.
It is possible.
And there are a lot of Princetonians in New Jersey, so it's not like it was that shocking. Not as weird as the random time that I wound up on the same subway platform as two people that I knew well from school who had been coming from Princeton and I was coming from Sayreville. And we somehow wound up at the same subway platform at the exact same time.
Socially awkward dude from Brandeis was totally at my friend Eric's concert, and I don't know why, and I was really confused by him, and I thought his name was Paul, but it's not. I don't remember what it actually is, though.
Paul.
Good morning, how are you today?
Great, thank you. You are having a day.
Changes, gents.
I know. I was skimming my fee off the top.
Oh, goody, singles.
I can't tell if that was sarcasm or not.
It occurred to me last time I was at Six Flags that I really hate all the Warner Brothers characters. They were all either like.
They're not very
awful
nice.
They're all awful people. Like, they're either torturing, making their lives, like, other people's lives miserable, or trying to make the people who make their lives miserable, miserable.
Fair enough.
We could go in the Hanson cars, Jen. Or the Fearless Freeps Daredevil Dive. Is that bungee jumping? Because I would do that.
No one will ever go bungee jumping with me, so yay.
Yay!
Alright, we're gonna go to the park.
We're going on Skull Island.
Gotham Public Works.
So what section are we parked in? We're supposed to write
There's
it on our
sign
ticket.
Right over there.
Tweety.
Whatever number.
No, we're in Taz.
No, there's a sign there.
That's a Daffy sign.
Should I bring the snuff lock with me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you also still need to do your back.
And you need it.
Alright, recorder, I am going to turn you off now. We may rejoin you later at Six Flags in progress.